What's happening, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife.
Yep, we are here. We are back in the building. And it is episode number 41 of Here's the Sitch.
Oh, damn, 41. And I see you have your Milano cookies there and your coffee.
When I was pregnant, every day I ate Milano dark chocolate cookies. They're my favorite. And they have been one of the few things that are continuing after the pregnancy.
I'll be honest with you. We always talk about what's happening in our lives. And I'll be honest with you. This particular weekend, I'll be honest with you, I did a little too much with the snackers. I'll be honest with you. I did the most this week.
What happens is Thursday comes.
Yeah.
And we watch the show. And then it turns in to a celebration. Yeah. Because there was a new episode.
Yeah.
You know, you're live tweeting and you're participating in like communicating with the fans.
Yep.
And all of you guys. And, you know, this season has been really fun, like reliving it back and watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always love to watch the show and keep you guys, you know, in the loop and all that kind of stuff. And especially because I was pregnant in the season that's airing now. It's so just fun to see that memory and watch it back and know like Romeo was there with us in a weird way.
Yeah, I didn't know that you said that.
So it's very cool.
I see that.
And then Mike always just wants to turn up after the episode.
Well, partly,
he's like, let's do snacks.
Exactly.
And then the weekend starts early.
I will, to defend myself, guys, this is partly a family activity, okay? Me and my wife have been, you know, we're new parents, obviously, and we're making these adjustments in the beginning of the week, obviously the whole week, actually. We're dieting the whole week. We're drinking our water. We're hydrating. We are taking our vitamins. We are intermittent fasting, stopping eating at, let's just say, 5 to 6, and then, you know, restarting it up the next day. So when Thursday night comes, not every Thursday, but definitely on a Friday, I definitely turn up and I treat thyself.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're on a super tight schedule with Romeo. So like, really, those other days that you mentioned, like, we're focused.
Yeah, we are. During the weekdays, we're focused.
Yeah, there's no time for mess ups then. So everything in moderation is something I strongly believe in. So I think it's fine. And I'm someone who can have a Milano cookie and not go off the rails the whole day.
I'll definitely go off the rails.
Like, if Mike had a Milano cookie every day after his lunch with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, like, he'd be wilding out on chips
and snacks,
and dips ordering pizza and fast food, and he would just go off the rails.
Yeah.
I can have a Milano cookie and call it a day.
It's been proven that I have an addictive personality. I always keep an eye on that.
But as long as you're aware of it, that's the best part of that, is being aware of your traits
of who you are,
and knowing like your limits,
and
basically
also being honest too. I think
exactly
we really didn't have a topic going into this, but we fell into it, and it's really just being honest with yourself. You know, we're new parents and we're getting back, I guess, on the horse of life. Can you say that? Is that even a thing?
I don't know if that's a thing.
I just made it a thing anyway. We're getting back to, you know, gym, tanning, and laundry. And I know some of you might laugh, but it's really just self-love and self-care and taking care of yourself. And
a foundational level.
Yes. Listen, I'm not benching the 350 that I was before Romeo was born, but I'm working out hard, progress over perfection, and we're taking it one day at a time. Do I have things to work on? Of course. I just explained to you guys that I'm living my best life a little too much on the weekends. And that's what happens. That's what they say. They say, listen, you can work out Monday to Friday, but you can't turn up on a cheat day Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I made that mistake this weekend.
Well, also, I'm a strong believer. I mean, this might not work for you. And I don't think it does, because I think I've mentioned it and it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, I can have a cheat meal.
Mm-hmm.
I can have like a cheat snack.
Even a dessert.
And then,
which we ordered the other day and you just had a little bit of it and that was it.
Yeah. And then I can go right back to like salad and grilled chicken and fish, like, and water, like, as the next meal of the same day.
Yeah.
And you really can't do that.
It doesn't work with me. Once the floodgates are open, it's all over.
Right.
I start to, you know, be a gluttonous pig.
But you're aware of it. So there, you know, you just have to put it into action, which you've been doing. And honestly, you look amazing because you work out so hard on the days you do work out.
Yeah.
And you take care of your diet during the majority of the week.
Yes.
So it shows that you're like much higher in the percentage of succeeding. You know what I mean?
I'm just explaining to our listeners that I am also, you know, we all know that I'm not perfect and really no one is. But if you are working towards your goals, progress over perfection, one day at a time, you know, getting on the path of self-improvement, you got an awesome shot. In my opinion, of being great.
And perfection is not attainable. So that's why I like that you said it's progress over perfection. Yeah. And it's just improving these little changes. I mean, we have 40 episodes of this podcast where we're just consistently talking about the positive changes that you can make in your life.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit at a time. It's not doing everything at once. It's just one day at a time.
But now that you've said that, I like that you said that. Because we've been living this way of, I guess, progress over perfection or one day at a time. I don't want to repeat myself, but I have to get my point across. Isn't our life a lot smoother?
Oh, yeah.
We're a lot happier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're more able to, first of all, be healthy.
Yeah. Self-care, self-love.
Yeah. Secondly, have, a clear state of mind.
Mm-hmm. And goals.
Yeah. And you can't really make good decisions if you're filled with, think of it, junk food, soda,
substances, sugar. Even substances.
Yeah, throwing substances.
My DMs are filled with adults, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, that are like, I can't get it together. You know, I drink too much. I want to stop. I see the way that you're living your life, and I want that for me and my family. And it's not an overnight thing.
It's crazy, though, because I'd have to say, consistently, between both of our accounts on every social network and also in real life with people we know, family, friends.
We get approached a lot.
Families, extended family members, extended friends, close friends, acquaintances. The number one underlying question 100% of the time, or I would say 99% of the time, is what is the secret with substance?
Oh my God,
with getting off of substances and staying off of substances.
And also living your best life,
Yeah. And it's so crazy because
a friend came up to you recently and asked, right?
It happens all the time. Yeah. That's why I said literally 99% of the time, that is the question to us. And it's always it aches in my heart when they ask it because you see the desperation in their eyes. And it's most of the time, it's not even for them. Most of the time, it's for their loved one. But any kind of addiction or sickness is a disease that affects the whole family. So the person struggling is not the only one. It's the family members that love you that are also struggling along with you. So you see the ache in their eyes and they just want, they want you to give them the code you cracked.
Yeah.
To some crazy, problem.
The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. And it really feels like that when you're in the thick of it.
It does.
But it's the simplest, it's the hardest solution you'll ever do in your life.
But there's a lot of simple answers.
It's the simplest thing.
There's a lot of simple answers. I mean, I can't just give you guys just one answer because there's really not. You know, we've done almost 40 episodes about progress over perfection, improving your life and trying to be your best self, you know? So it's a lot of things, but at the end of the day, it really just comes down to one day at a time, progress over perfection, trying to be your best self and just moving forward one day at a time and not even comparing yourself to someone else. You're really just trying to be better than yourself the day before. Am I right, honey?
Yeah. And it's that cliche. So many cliches are so true, though.
Oh, yeah, they all work.
Especially just wait until you're a parent if you're not a parent, because all those cliches are a whole nother
world of cliches.
Oh, my God.
Romeo's going to hate me. I have so many cliches because I have so many cliches.
No, I think that he's going to love it because I think everything's like a story in life, you know?
We got a crazy story. We got a good one.
Exactly. And when you're a kid, I used to love, we're kind of all over the place tonight, but I like when we freestyle episodes, which is basically what we're doing.
Yeah.
But I like that. And I think when I was a kid, I loved stories that my grandma would tell me, and stories that are relative to you. So stories about her or my grandpa or about my dad or about my uncle, stories, you remember stuff like that because it's you relate to it. It's like, that's my family. You know what I mean? And that's how they met, or that's how they got through that. And that's how they got through the Great Depression. And that's how they got through that pandemic. Like, so many different stories. And if you look back on your life and our life together, you don't have to say, like, you know, don't do drugs, they're bad. Or, you know, don't do like this. You can be like, listen, I tried this.
Yeah, I tried
And this was the result. Like, you can actually share these stories. And I'm laughing
and
about it.
And it's probably shown on TV too.
But I think, of course. We're not going to show that right away. Yeah. But we do have that as reinforcements.
Yeah.
But I do think that that's impactful to have those, like, relative stories and to prove, like, a point and an educational result from it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like saying, don't do this. It's saying, like, look, I knew not to do that, and I did that anyway, and look what happened. You know what I mean? It's like when you, like, you know the right thing to do, just be a good person.
I think it also comes down to,
life is so much easier when you're a good person.
I think it also comes down to decisions. Decisions is really key. And we've spoken about that many, many times throughout many episodes of this podcast. But calculating a good decision is probably one of the main things that I will teach my son, so that he's able to process his own decisions.
Yes.
If I tell him don't do this, that doesn't mean that he's going to listen to me.
No.
But he has to go through almost like a risk assessment tool in his brain of, if I do this, this is going to happen. If I do that, that's going to happen. And I feel that, you know, that will probably help him a lot better in life.
Do you know, I've read that there's like, your brain is not like fully developed, and like that's the reason why teenagers make such bad decisions.
Oh, good.
Because they're exactly what you just said, like that risk assessment. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't think it's, I might be speaking incorrectly here, I don't know that it's a developmental thing. Mm. I think it is partly developmental, but also obviously maturity and like life experience. Mm. But I did read something fairly recently that was like, that's why you really can't be so harsh on kids. And that's why, like, there's a legal age of like 18 and above, or 21 and above, or whatever the case may be, for certain things that happen, because
I totally agree on that one.
They can't have the
maturity.
No, it's that, but it's also something else.
The foresight.
I'm losing the word. Yeah, it's something with a C. I can't remember. But they don't have the ability, the cognitive skills yet as an adult to say, if I make this decision now, what could happen? Even if that decision they think in the moment is not hurting anybody, they don't have the cognitive ability yet as an adult. So I think that's why, like, a lot of teenagers go through crazy shit. But the thing is, this world that we live in is very different than the world back in the day. So there's just no room for bad decisions, I feel like, ever. There's just not. So I think decision-making skills are super important to introduce at a young age.
Yep.
And as an adult, like, your life is a result of decisions you make every day. Hey guys, so you know, over at Here's the Sitch podcast, we love taking care of ourselves, and that includes our sleep. Sleep is where you spend such a huge, monstrous part of your life, so it is so important to get healthy, comfortable, and consistent sleep. So when we got a new mattress, we made sure to do our research and only get the absolute best, because I was tired of our old mattress. It was just not working for us. And I discovered one of the best mattresses I've ever had in my life, the Helix mattress. So the coolest thing about them is that they have this quiz online. It takes 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and your sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. So whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, if you like a plush or firm bed, with Helix, there is no more confusion and no compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazine. So back when we started this podcast, Mike and I took the quiz and we were matched with a firm Helix mattress, because we are both side sleepers and we wanted something that felt firm but comfortable to move around all night in. We even got more for the spare bedrooms in our house, and I have to tell you, we absolutely love them. And as new parents, like, sleep is so important. So we have a special code for our Here's the Sitch listeners. All you have to do to get that is head over to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you actually get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't like it, but I promise you, you absolutely will love it. So Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at Here's the Sitch podcast. All you have to do is head to helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. That is an amazing sleep situation. You guys will not regret it. It definitely would tell you to check it out.
I saw something that I sent to one of my friends the other day, and it said, what is the secret to success? The answer is right decisions. Mm-hmm. The next question is, how do you make right decisions? Experience. How do you gain experience? Wrong decisions. So listen, daddy made all the wrong decisions for, for my son, I guess. So I can really give him that wisdom that I have, that I have learned. Mm-hmm. But also to tack on, about the risk assessment tool that we were speaking about. The other day, my wife was outside and she was, talking to someone in front of our home. And I hear the dog barking. And I'm like, I don't know, it was a Friday, I think. And I'm like, it's probably the long guy. I look out my window and there's a guy in my driveway with his two dogs. And I thought to myself, like, how dare this guy be on my front lawn right now? This is ridiculous. And the old situation was going to run down and tell this guy to get the F off my lawn. And I'm running down the stairs and calculating the risk assessment of what's going to happen if I say this to this guy, and what is he going to say, and what is the result back? And then I thought to myself, you know what? As I get to the front door and I'm about to yell at this man for being on my front lawn, he had already walked away. And my wife is like, did you see that guy? I said, yeah. Well, I'm not going to go chase down a fight. I felt that was wrong. And I ran the, as I call it, the risk assessment tool in my brain of what's going to happen if I do this and what's going to happen if I do that. So he was already off my lawn, and for me to go chase down a fight, who knows what can happen. Okay. For me to be screaming out the window, get off my lawn or whatever, it's really not that big of a deal. It could result in another problem, am I right, honey?
Yeah, I mean, I also don't think it doesn't mean like you're coming from such a male point of view.
Yeah.
But approaching someone that's on your property is not, it's not gonna, you don't have to look at it like it'll turn into a fight or that you're going to be yelling at them. I didn't want to deal with it because of the pandemic and all of that. So, and our driveway is like, I saw him from far away and I didn't want to go down there. If he continued for a little while, I would have called Mike over to address it. But it's just, obviously he did the wrong thing. His dogs wandered onto our property from the street, from the cul-de-sac, The dog decided to sit down on the grass. So then he had to come up our driveway to get his dog. So now he made the wrong decision by letting the dog start first, because then he had to come up to get the dog. So if he kept the dog was on a leash. So if he kept the leash shorter and didn't allow the dog to go explore our property,
I thought it was a
bit
rude.
He wouldn't have had to come up here.
I thought it was a bit rude, but at the end of the day, it wasn't a big deal.
No.
He ended up getting off the property quickly. So therefore, for me to chase him down and yell at him, I didn't think it was the right action. If I see him ever again on the property, I would address it in a very adult, mature manner and say, please, sir, can you not go on our property? And, am I correct, honey?
Yeah, that's adult. It's adulting, I have to say. These are adult neighborhood situations. If you're a homeowner, you kind of probably know how it goes, because this happens sometimes. I remember growing up, that kind of stuff happening. And my house was on a corner. So my corner was the bus stop. And one time they were like, this is just a funny anecdote. I don't even know if you ever heard this story. But because it was the bus stop corner, all the parents would come and wait for their kids there. So they let their younger kids, while they were waiting for the older kids or someone to get off the bus, they were playing baseball on front lawn. And yeah, like, it's a cute thing, but like you're thing, on your, you were literally on our front lawn.
Yeah.
And I went out there. I mean, I had cojones when I was little. Yeah. I probably wouldn't do that as an adult now. I would just let it happen and laugh at it.
Yeah, I think I would
it.
Let it happen, yeah.
But the problem was it was happening every day because it's the bus stop.
Yeah.
So 5 days a week, I would get home from school and I would see that. And like, I told my dad about it once and it became like a thing. And then it never happened again. Someone just had to say something and be like, I don't know if you realize, but like, this isn't a park. This isn't a public beach something.
I agree.
You're like, you're on someone's front lawn. And then what happens if your kid loses the ball, wanders into the driveway and someone's flying through the driveway or backing up? It's like becomes a whole liability thing too when someone's on your property. So weird things happen in neighborhoods and stuff like that.
But you always
have to make the decision. And like, even like what I think you were trying to get to was something as minutiae as that.
Yes.
As making the decision to not approach that person and just let them walk away and see if it happens again. Maybe it was just a fluke.
Yeah.
That could, you know, domino into other things if you chose to go out there screaming at the person.
That's exactly what I was trying to get across. And also my brain thought that, listen, we've been living here almost 2 years and I've only saw this man twice, you know?
Hopefully, and like you said, I was outside talking to somebody in our driveway. So mm-hmm. I'm sure he felt uncomfortable to some extent because I was standing right there. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it doesn't happen again. But yeah, life is a result of decisions you make every minute and every moment of every day.
Yep.
So if you are not happy, by any means, make different decisions.
Oh my God, I'm going to hit you with it. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm sure if you're a Here's the Sitch fan, you've heard that before. But you got to, you know, ram home these points. You know what I mean? You got to continue to make these changes, these adjustments on a daily basis. If you're not happy with any part of your life, you need to look in the mirror and say, I can change pretty much everything. That's another thing that I had did, you know, many, many years ago. A lot was going wrong in my life. And I looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I'm going to change every single thing that I can. Any negativity in my life, I'm going to remove. Any bad habits, I'm going to remove. Any bad people, places, or things, I'm going to remove. I'm going to replace them with positive habits. And I'm going to try to be my best self and live, you know, my best life. And that's what I did probably about over 5 years. I'm going to be 6 years sober soon. In December. Actually, I'm gonna be 6 years soon. 6 years sober soon, right, honey?
6 years sober.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's December. Like I can't believe the
December.
It's coming up so soon. It's already.
I know.
December.
Insane.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Lauren from Georgia. I have been on a weight loss journey for about 9 months now, and I am on the tail end of it. I have 6 pounds to go. And to be honest, my focus has not truly been the number on the scale, but overall just feeling healthy and happy and right about my body so that I can be present and be a positive image for my daughter as she grows. And just wanted to ask a little advice on tackling that last little bit of my goals and then maintaining, because that seems to be where I hit a road bump every time.
Oh, wow. Lauren. Okay. Lawrence. Anyway, I did like her message. And to lose those last couple pounds, I would focus on progress. And a simple example would be if you normally work out for, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, maybe even an hour, I would increase the intensity in your workout just a little bit per day. And also, if you can increase the focus or the efficiency of a good diet, also you will lose the pounds as well. So really just being better than, like I said before, being better than you the day before, that's all you need to do. So if you did, let's just say, you know, 10 reps for an exercise, I would try to do 12, you know what I mean? And, you know, for the next week or two. And I guarantee if you work off progress like that, those pounds will definitely fly off.
Yeah. I think definitely increasing the intensity in some of your workouts, whatever is working for you, just continue to improve upon that, like you said. And also tighten up your diet. Like if you're, when you're trying to get to the last few pounds, I mean, most people say like the last 10 is the hardest. You're down to like the last 6. So that's probably even harder because it's just such a small amount of weight.
Yeah.
Such tiny changes will make such a big difference.
Yeah, definitely don't cheat on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Cut back to no cheat days, no cheat meals.
Yeah.
Cut back to only drinking water every day.
And you don't have to do that for 2 weeks. You can do that for, you know, you can do 14 straight days of not a cheat day and have your cheat day. So that would be, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, to get to your goal of the last 6, you have to live in that mind, in that state of mind and in that zone of not like doing anything to mess you up. And then once you achieve it, you have to remember how hard it took and how long it took to stay there. So like, and achieving it is just as hard as getting to it, is maintaining it. You just have to continue to work out and continue to eat really healthy. Like that's just the secret, the daily routine of it, and never losing sight of that.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. My name is Andrew. I am from Long Island, New York. I am a recovering drug addict. I just got to just celebrated 5 months a few days ago. I know you touched on it a lot in pretty much all the podcasts a little bit, but I'd like, I think it'd be great, at least for me. I'd love to hear your story, you know, where it started, how you progressed in your, you know, addiction and, you know, basically more of the struggle early on, perhaps, in your addiction, because I've leaned on you and this podcast a lot to help me get through. And without the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, I don't know where I'd be. So, anyways, I was hoping you could maybe do a podcast on that. Anyways, thanks, guys. I love your content, and I wish you both the best and your baby. Take care. Goodbye.
Okay, Andrew, congratulations on 5 months sober. You are a warrior. You have chosen the path less taken. And I would like to say that you're showing everyone, including yourself, that the comeback is always greater than the setback. The secret to the success, you already know what it is. It's really just staying consistent, staying with the program, you know, working one day at a time, getting on the path of self-improvement and working on that one day at a time. And after that, you know, every single night, put your head on the pillow and let go and let God handle the rest. And the next day, repeat it. And that is really the secret to the success, just being consistent. You know that other life, it has already shown you that it leads to destruction, jail, and death. So let's try something else. Let's try to be living our best life and being our best self.
That is the best advice ever, I feel like, for someone in recovery. And congratulations on 5 months, because that is a monster accomplishment.
Yeah, 5 months is a monster.
Days turn into months. Months turns into years.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're looking back like, holy shit, how did I get this far?
Exactly. He's at 5 now. He's going to be at 6. Next thing you know, it's going to be 9 months and then a year.
That's incredible. And also, I think there's a lot of videos out there where you've shared bits and pieces of your story. Your story is so long that it would be really challenging to cover it all on here. But there's definitely videos. Like if you head to our YouTube page,
there's something on the YouTube.
There's something on YouTube. There's also some on the Hope Dealer Instagram page.
Even Jersey Shore Family Vacation followed it as well.
Yep. It's all like, I'm sure if you just Google or YouTube, actually, there'll be all different pieces of his story that he's shared. I think one day he'll probably write a book, because there's just that much in his story.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like write a book or a screenplay or something that is just so, because there's so much information. Like we would go on and on and on forever. But I think it's amazing that you have gotten this far, and just continue to keep up the good work and surrounding yourself with positive people and making positive changes.
Exactly. And never look back. The only time that I maybe peek and glance in the rear view is to see how far we have come.
All right. So you guys know, here's the Sitch podcast. We love to take care of ourselves, work out. That is the foundation. The core of our family is taking care of ourselves, because you can't take care of anyone else if you don't take care of yourself first. So what do we need to take care of ourselves? We need some quality active wear. So I found this company for my husband and I absolutely love it. And if he loves it and it makes him happy, it makes me even happier. They are called 10,000. So Mike loves to work out in the park, especially with the pandemic still happening. He likes to get outdoors and get in the trails and just get his cardio on while being outdoors and getting that vitamin D and the sun and all that good stuff. So I got him the 7-inch interval short with the liner and their lightweight shirt, and it looks perfection on him. Both of these products have tons of features. So they have the Silver Ion for odor protection, which was a huge seller for me, because if you're working out, especially outdoors in this heat, you need that odor protection. They have a no-bounce pocket. They have breathable and lightweight shell fabric with stretch and an optional liner that is very comfortable and prevents chafing. So the perfect summer shirt is lightweight, breathable, and quick drying. I love any quick drying activewear because, let's be honest, you are definitely sweating your ass off in August heat in New Jersey outside. So you need that quick drying fabric, and 10,000 has that incredibly. So the core of 10,000 are three core training shorts that are built for all the ways that you train in. So the interval short, which is what I got Mike, is versatile and great for HIIT, spinning, and short runs, or kind of like any active workout you're gonna do. Then they have the foundation short, which is really perfect for gym days. And then they have the session short, which is the most lightweight short. And that's something that's really great for running, mobility, and maybe like a hot yoga class where it's just like scorching and you need like the lightest of the light clothing next to naked. That would be perfect for that. So I love 10,000. So does my husband. They have over 10,000 five-star reviews, which is not shocking because they are amazing. So you want to check them out. And of course, we have a special code for our Here's the Sitch listeners. If you head to 10,000.cc and enter code SITUATION, you will receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc and enter code SITUATION for 15% off your purchase. This code is only for Here's the Sitch listeners, so only you guys are getting that 15% off. Head over to 10,000.cc and enter code SITUATION for 15% off.
All right, honey, let's get to the next caller.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Michelle from New Jersey. First, I just wanted to congratulate you on the birth of your beautiful boy. I can't wait to see that all unfold on MTV. I also wanted to tell you that your return podcast was exactly what I needed to hear. I've been struggling lately with a little bit of the COVID depression, I think, and just some other things. And I've had a hard time keeping my act together, just keeping my time management and all those types of things. I kind of just got a boost I needed from your podcast. So I'd like to thank you for that. And also weighing in on the shower situation. No, I cannot not shower for days. I take at least 2 showers a day.
Well, there you have it, guys. One of the most important bits of information, 2 showers a day. There you have it.
Yeah. Listen, she's from New Jersey. Maybe it's a New Jersey thing, I have to say. I don't know. But I'm all for the showers.
Well, she seems to love Here's the Sitch podcast, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. And I did like our last podcast. It was the 32 tips for self-improvement. As my wife is laughing at me.
It was 32 tips. We kind of breezed through them. We should definitely dissect that and get into more detail on them, because I feel like that was just like scratching the surface of it.
Oh, for sure. But
it was like our introductory podcast back. So I feel like we were a little rusty too. But we have so many episodes. This is 41 right now. So we have so many you can go back to and check out the title of them, because they'll give you a little hint about what they're about.
Yeah.
And I think, what was that first part she said? Oh, the time management. Time management is not something we've gotten into besides the most recent episode. So I feel like we should do that in the future, because that is something that I actually am trying to work on as well.
I also liked what she spoke about with the COVID fatigue, because I'm sure, and I think we did speak about that.
We spoke about it before our break.
We have spoke about it before the break. But as you can see, COVID is still here. It's now going on almost, I don't even know, 2 years. But
I'm just kind of tired of talking about it. Yeah, I have such COVID fatigue that I don't know that I could talk about it anymore.
It is a thing, though. Is a thing. And, you know, we don't even watch the news that much. We really just focus on our day-to-day, you know what I mean? Being our best self, taking the necessary precautions. And at the end of the night, like I said before, putting our head down on the pillow and letting go and letting God handle the rest.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. This is Jen calling from New Jersey. And first want to just say that I'm huge fans of both of you as well as the cast. I've been watching for many years, and I'm so happy that Family Vacation is still on the air, so I can still enjoy my Jersey Shore. Quick question about interior design. I love your home, and I think I read that it was built by an architect. I'm not quite sure. I think there's a little bit of history about that. But my question is, did you both design the inside, the interior, yourselves, or do you work with an interior decorator? I just love it.
So thank you so much. Our home is a unique home. It was built by some architect. I have the paperwork on it. We are not the first owners of it, so we didn't directly work with them, but we love the home. And we did not work with an interior designer for the inside of the home. We did just recently work with an interior designer for the baby spaces, for the nursery and the playroom. And those came out incredible. The pictures are beautiful. But no, for the rest of the home, it was just kind of us. And by us, it means me and then me showing Mike before I ever pick or paint or order anything. And he signs off like yes or no, or I like this, I don't like that. But it starts with me. And then also the home was really in incredible condition and also impeccably designed as well. I mean, some of the bedrooms were a little weird when we bought it, but the main living spaces are still very similar to what they were before. We just might have improved upon them, swapped out some light fixtures and fresh paints and all that kind of stuff. But thank you so much, because I love interior stuff. So I like hearing that feedback.
Yeah, honey, you do. You always do a great job.
Yeah, I love interior stuff. And interior stuff is like, it never ends. Like you finish one room and you're like, oh, let me redo the last room.
Yeah.
We never did 10 years ago or something crazy like that. So it's just like the joy of home ownership type stuff.
Mike and Lauren, it's Nathan out in Las Vegas. Just wanted to give you guys a call and just say how inspired I am and how much I just love Mike's recovery and everything he's done. I actually lead a group in Celebrate Recovery here in Las Vegas. And, you know, one of my biggest things I talk about is how I almost stopped watching Jersey Shore near the last season because Snooki was not drinking anymore because she was pregnant and Mike was no longer drinking because he was trying to get sober. And I was like, I don't want to watch that. Then I realized as I was going through recovery, I was so far in my addiction, I didn't want to see anybody else happy. So now that I'm in recovery and I'm working the steps and I'm now helping other men work through these steps as well, I can see the light at the other end. And I just want to say thank you for all that and keep doing what you guys are doing.
Oh, wow. That was really awesome. God is good. We do recover. I do remember when I first started my recovery journey over in season 6 of the original Jersey Shore. And I was really trying. You know, I wasn't necessarily in denial. But at the end of the day, I wasn't necessarily doing it correctly. It took me a couple years, I think 3 more years before I really got it. But that's when I first started my journey. So also the moral of that story is that some people don't get it on the first try and to not give up.
Oh, yeah. I feel like most people don't get it on the first try. Because it's also so hard that, you know, you make – it's like that quote you said before, like how do you gain experience through making the wrong decisions? So a lot of the times people the first time around get clean and then like the first bump in the road in their personal life or professional life or something that they think that they can't get through without it. They stumble and they think it's just going to be a little bit, but they're an addict. And then it's a full blown relapse. And you're like, how did I get here? And it's like, well, that wasn't the right decision to make in that moment.
And
now you have to start over.
You know, and the funny part about it is in hindsight now, like we said before, I'm going to be 6 years sober in December. Everything that they said was going to happen happened. I mean, even in early recovery,
it's very predictable.
Everything that they said was going to happen, where, you know, I was playing with substitution and I was, you know, all right, I'm not going to do this drug, but I'm going to do that drug. They were right about everything.
They experienced it themselves.
Yeah.
They've made those wrong decisions as well.
So if you ever hear any advice from Big Daddy Sitch about improving your life or self-improvement, just know that I made those mistakes before.
And I love how honest he was in that message, in saying that when he was watching the original season, the original show, that he was so unhappy and so deep in his addiction that he couldn't stand to see other people happy and get fixing themselves. And he couldn't even watch the show of you getting sober. I think that's really powerful to admit that about where you were in your life, to recognize that. And that's the other thing too, like, you are who you surround yourself with. So if you're deep in your addiction, you're not listening to improvement podcasts, you're not, you know what I mean, like, you're not doing things to benefit yourself. Kind of digging your head in the sand.
Most definitely. I saw something the other day that said, if you want to fly with the eagles, you better not hang out with the pigeons.
Yes, exactly. And I hope that you're able to find some time to watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation, because while it is an ensemble cast of like 7 or 8 other cast members, Mike's sobriety is such a big part of his life that we do make sure to share that on the show as well. And there's definitely moments during Family Vacation where you get to see that. Like, most recently, you got to see him celebrate his 5 year sober with Banyan Treatment Centers, which is a treatment center that he works with. We both work with as recovery advocates. And it's amazing that, because sometimes when we film things, everything doesn't make it to air. So it's really amazing and a special moment for us when they decide to air the recovery work that
They have been documenting and airing most of that stuff. But I just got a flashback of when I first went to our vacation in Miami, which was the first Jersey Shore Family Vacation, when I proposed to you. I actually brought my NA book, which I was really early on in my recovery.
You packed that.
And I was about, I think, 2 years sober. And it was the first time I was really challenging myself to be around other people that may have, I was going to clubs and there were people that were drinking, and I had to be strong enough to challenge myself in my recovery. And I don't recommend this for everyone. You have to be really have a strong foundation, to be doing this. And it is possible, because I have done it. And it just made me that much stronger. You know what I mean? You got to stay in your own lane and run your own race. And now, like I said, going on 6 years sober, I can easily be at dinners. I can easily be at clubs. I can be anywhere, because I know who I am and what I want in life.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's an amazing way to live when you're free of any kind of judgment or circumstance.
Yep. Free of opinion.
I'm going to give you guys the phone number. If you want to call in, give us topics, suggestions, questions, concerns, whatever you want to hear about, from sobriety to bettering yourself, living your best life, your favorite foods. The shower situation always continues to come up since last year's crazy episode. We still get shower comments.
I mean, technically, this podcast is about everything.
It is about everything. So let us know what you think, what you want to hear. What's happening in your life. And of course, the Jersey Shore Family Vacation is currently airing. So if you have questions or want to chime in about any of the show stuff, we always can share our thoughts on that as well. The number is 732-898-0414, 732-898-0414.
Positive vibes only, guys.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, this is Orchid calling from Chicago, Illinois. I'm just calling to say thank you guys so much for always bringing inspirational and motivational topics. I've been following your guys' journey since way back in the day, and it's crazy enough because I've brought my kids along to this journey of your guys' as well. my daughters are able to see, like, wow, hey, you know, you can really turn your life around if you put your mind to it. And, I don't want to get emotional, but I just want to say thank you for putting that on TV, because my daughters are able to see that.
That's something that I love about our story, you know, and on the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, the fact that the message that we bring of positivity and growth and being your best self and living your best life, that right there, I am very proud to bring that message to TV for many years now.
Yeah, I love that message. I love getting that feedback and hearing that about Mike's experience and the impact he has on people and like strangers and people all over the world. And the fact that you said he can be an example and a role model to your children. I love that. That is such, that just makes me so happy. And Romeo is on the monitor. He is awake.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Romeo is on
Romeo
the move.
Romeo is awake.
All right, guys, on that note, thank you so much for listening to Here's the Sitch podcast, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Again, the Here's the Sitch hotline is 732-898-0414. Give us a call. Let us know what's happening and what you want to hear about. So stay safe and stay healthy. And we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks.